I started my research at the Columbine, I guess, on the day it happened. I was at a friend's house, and he suddenly drew my attention to the TV screen. I just caught a snatch of what was happening. Two high school boys attacking their school. And I thought to myself, that's kind of odd. Why would two seniors gun down people at their school just a couple of weeks before graduation? And you may have heard some of the early motives given was that they hated the school. Well, if they hated the school, why did they just drop out like so many people do or wait 5 weeks before graduation? So I just thought that was kind of curious. And I started to read all the newspaper accounts at that time. I didn't have internet then, but I started to read through the newspapers. And I noticed that one of the interesting things, the eyewitnesses described shooters and gunmen, but they never identified them as being Harris or Claybolt, though. And I looked quite carefully through all the accounts and all the newspapers, and I could not come across one eyewitness that used the word Harris or Claybolt to describe the gunman. And that caught my attention early on. And then I started going to the internet. I noticed the Columbine Research Task Force had been set up, and I thought they were doing some great research. And then from that point on, I was really sucked into it. And later on, I began to read all the online documents from the officially released sheriff's documents. And the more I read, then the more I got sucked into it, and I started to pick out more and more anomalies in the official account. A couple of years after that, the CRTF kind of went into kind of arrest mode, and a group of us from the CRTF, the Columbine Research Task Force Board, we formed our own group, the Echoes of Columbine, and that site is still up, thankfully. That's one of the few places on the net where you can really hear about the Columbine story.